I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
SportstownChicago.com. Lombard. Part of the Be On Air Network and available on the TuneIn app.
Hell yeah.
Broadcast home for your Windy City Bulls and the Chicago Dogs. We're in a league of our own. Now, here's your SportstownChicago.com scoreboard update.
I'm David Dykstra with your SportstownChicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If you're interested in a career in media, go to beonair.com. Divisional rematch on Sunday. Last time Bears and Vikings played, it was Nick Foles at quarterback as Minnesota won 19-13. It will be Mitchell Trubisky starting at quarterback this time, as both teams look to keep their playoff hopes alive. Jalen Johnson is questionable with a shoulder injury, and Buster Skrine is out for that game with concussion protocol. That will definitely be a fun matchup to watch, though. Kickoff will start at noon on Sunday. Last night, Thursday Night Football, Chargers over Raiders, 30-27 in overtime, with Justin Herbert stretching over the goal line with a game-winning touchdown. LA had to overcome two missed field goals by their field goal kicker. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr left the game in the first quarter with a groin injury and was replaced by Marcus Mariota. Bulls are 2-1 in the preseason play and have one last tune-up game tonight at Oklahoma City. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Bulls opener the regular season next Wednesday in Chicago against Atlanta. Tip-off for that game is also at 7 p.m. NBA announced yesterday that teams will be allowed 15 active players on the game nights this season. In prior seasons, teams could only carry 15 total players, but only 13 could be active for the game nights. This decision was made to help counter shorthanded situations due to COVID-19. And this has been your SportstownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If you're interested in a career in media, go to beonair.com.
Welcome to Blow the Whistle here on SportstownChicago.com. I'm Brandon Januska, along with
David Dykstra
and Tyler Biederbaugh.
And we have a great show in store for you today. But before we get into it, Tyler, can you let our listeners know where to find us on social media?
Yes, you can find us on Twitter at BlowTWhistle1. That is BlowTWhistle1. Let us know your thoughts about today's show and what you want to hear us talk about in the future shows. And as promised, from Monday, our Facebook page is also up now. Give us a follow at also BlowTWhistle1, BlowTWhistle1.
Woohoo! And let's talk about the fact that we have a Facebook page and we have a logo. We have a logo.
We do have
a
logo.
Awesome.
Shout out to my buddy Sean McCarthy for making that for us. Thank you.
Yeah, our social media presence is expanding. All right, I think we're ready to get this thing started. What do you guys think?
Bring it on, Brando. Bring it on.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Bears and Vikings on Sunday. Rematch, divisional rematch. Do you guys like the Bears' chances in this matchup?
Let's put it realistically. This is a playoff game, boys.
From here on out.
Well, no, this is a playoff game. This is the one game for me that if they win, their playoff potential goes up exponentially. They lose this game, it is going to be a hard row to toe from this point forward.
Yeah, definitely. If they sit at the same record right now, but they're a game behind Arizona, and yeah, if you lose this game, whoever loses this game, I think it's too steep of a hill to climb to get back in it.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah,
it's
just three games left in the season. This is a must win for the Bears if they want to make a playoff run, I believe.
I totally agree. And looking ahead at this game, here's the injury report for the game. Deion Bush, Jalen Johnson, Jimmy Graham, Khalil Mack, and James Vaughters all listed as questionable. Jalen Johnson is the one that concerns me as to whether or not he'll play. He did not practice all week. He has a shoulder injury. And in addition to that, Buster Skrine, cornerback, is out with a concussion. On the Vikings side, Eric Kendricks is out along with tight end Kyle Rudolph. So both of them are out.
For me, it's the DBs being out is the big deal for me. Basically, what you're going to be asking now is backups to come in there and either cover Jeffries or Thielen, and both of them had huge games in the last game, and that's a heavy order, especially with Jalen Johnson having such a great rookie year for being a rookie. He's done an unbelievable, above-average job, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely the number two cornerback on the roster. So this one's the biggest questionable injury that I'm worried about, because exactly like Jeffries and Thielen, powerhouse dual receivers, and Kyle Fuller can't do it all by himself. So I'm really hoping that he'll be okay to play on Sunday, because we're going to need him.
I would even make the argument that maybe Jalen's had a better season than Kyle.
That's definitely...
I could definitely see that.
I could see it.
Yeah. They've both been incredibly solid, but just the fact that he is a rookie, you got to give him props for that too.
Absolutely.
And as you guys said, Justin Jefferson, the last time they played Justin Jefferson, 8 receptions, 135 yards. They have to find a way to slow him down. They did a good job against the run, though. And that's another thing that I definitely want to hit on.
Just as an afterthought, stay out of the zone. That's all I'm asking. No zone defense, please. But yeah, you're right. It's for me, at least, it is going to come down to the running game. And my thoughts are that you need to feed Montgomery the ball. Great, let him break off an 80-yard run or a 56-yard run. But continue, if your line's doing that good and creating those kind of holes, continue to feed him the ball, because one of the ways that you're going to be able to win that game on Sunday is keeping that offense and those wide receivers off the field.
Yeah, no, it just tires them out. And from last game, Montgomery looked really, really good. He had, besides the 80-yard run, he had much other great runs and was getting like just gaining yard every, like gaining like 5 yards nearly every handoff. So just feed the man the ball. I think that's what they need to do in this game.
Yeah, and sure. Since coming back, Montgomery in the last 3 games, David, you and I were talking about this earlier, Montgomery's put up more yards than Cook.
Yeah, with 33 less carries, exactly. Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's insane.
That is over the last 3 games, or since David Montgomery came back from injury.
Could you imagine what his numbers would be with the amount of touches that Dalvin Cook's had? That to me would be astronomical.
Exactly, yeah. David Montgomery has had, in those 3 games, 2 of those games, 11 carries.
Feed the man the ball. Exactly. That's all I'm going to say.
And we touch on this, I think, every show. There, especially when you're playing with the lead, that's the time to establish the run and keep pounding the ball. But they did win last week, so who am I to say that they're doing
something wrong?
Well,
here's the thing. That running game opened up all those short passes and all those short routes for Trubisky to be able to hit his wide receivers.
Exactly. 80-yard touchdown on the first play. That opens. The Texans are thinking about the run the rest of the way.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, looking on the other side, Dalvin Cook, the Bears did a nice job with him the first time. His numbers at the end of the game looked pretty good, 96 yards. But for most of the game, over 50 of those yards came after Akeem Hicks got hurt.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Didn't Akeem get hurt in that game? And
yes, he did.
Kind of changed the flow of the running game for the Vikings, for sure.
How do you guys feel? Do you think the Bears defense can shut down Dalvin Cook again?
Well, with Akeem Hicks back now, and as we saw from last Sunday's game with Akeem Hicks back and how our defense plays and how they've played, I think he'll get less than 96 yards for sure than he did in the first game. I think the defense, now that they came off on a win and just that excitement that the defense had, because they were having fun out there.
Oh, they were loving.
They were having
they
so
were
much fun.
They were loving their job, and it trickled down. Like I said on our last show, that was the first time I had ever seen Nagy go and just like literally smack other players and be pumped up and be into the football game. But yeah, that defense comes out with that intensity and that kind of listen, we're going to dictate how this game goes. It's going to go a long way. And yeah, I'll say it right now. Dalvin Cook will not have a fun day.
No, I'm saying right now that if the defense plays how they did on Sunday, I think Dalvin Cook will be limited to like 70 yards rushing.
70 yards?
Oh, he's putting it out there, people. Putting it out there.
I'm throwing it out there.
Okay, I think I had him for under 80 the first time they played.
Yes, you did.
I thought they had it until Hicks got hurt. So you're saying under 70 this time.
I'll go one better. The running game shows up. Trubisky throws for more yards than Cousins.
Okay, I could see that.
I'm going to put some faith in Trubisky this week. Watch it completely implode on me, too.
Okay, and speaking of Trubisky, Tyler, you were telling me earlier about a conversation he had with Nagy.
Yeah, so I found it on an article, and it sounded like that finally, so Nagy sat down Mr. Trubisky and said, what do you want to do? Basically just kind of giving him, like, how do you want to play? And they gave it to him in this game on Sunday. And so what they did was able to let Trubisky move the pocket for Trubisky and let him open up plays like swinging out right and throwing it outside. And that's Trubisky's play style. And as we can see, it worked. So I was very curious. And then if you heard, I'm going blank, Trubisky in the media, he was basically like, yeah, I was like, I've been telling him I want to do this. And it sounds like over the years, they were just kind of like, no, we want you to play this way. And so now that they finally were like, all right, let him play how he wants to play. He played pretty solid. So
yeah, move the pocket, more bootlegs, adjust to your quarterback. Don't make him fit into your system.
I guess my question to you guys is, why the heck did it take so long to get to that point where, and is it the fact, oh gosh, my job's in jeopardy. Let me go actually talk to my starting quarterback and find out what he's comfortable with and what he's not comfortable with. Like, this should have been a conversation in preseason.
This should have happened a long, long time ago.
But a note on that, there was no preseason this year. But I agree, he's been with the
just
team off long
season.
Enough. It should have happened a while.
Oh,
ago,
yeah.
But
off-season last year.
This is Nagy's third year with the Bears. They should have had this conversation a long time ago. And then should have worked something out rather than at the point where both of their jobs are in jeopardy.
And like, yeah, and I agree. I think it's a matter of pride. Why did it take Nagy so long to give up play calling? Because no one wants to admit, all right, yeah, I'm the problem. It's me.
Stubbornness will kill you every time.
It will.
It absolutely will. And that to me is the light that got shed on all this, is like, it took this long for you to sit down with your starting quarterback and go, What kind of game plan would you like to see us run? And look what happens.
Yeah. And the Bears are averaging over 30 points a game in their last three games. Like, that's a major difference. That's night and day compared to early in the season.
They were only averaging 19.
Exactly. Like,
well, yeah. And you do that, you take off all the pressure. And one of the things was, well, why'd the defense look so good last week? Let me be real. You put up those kind of points, your defense can pin their ears back and go after the quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. And any other final thoughts on the Bears, Vikings?
Let's do predictions really quick, guys.
All
right.
Who
you got?
I'm taking the Bears. I'm taking the Bears in this one. I'll say Bears by 4.
Tyler?
I'm going to go Bears by 10.
I'm going Bears by 14 or more.
14, ooh. All right.
I like it.
And I'm giving Montgomery another 100-yard game.
Yeah!
All right, that will wrap up our Bears segment for today. Coming up, we have a little game we're going to play previewing the NFL playoff push here on Blow the Whistle.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years, so it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Enter the world of a spy by bringing your friends to Safe House in Chicago. Safe House is a spy-themed bar and restaurant that is a perfect combination of interactive entertainment and great food. Just enter through the red door and whisper the password to the agent and your mission begins. If you don't know the password, just complete a fun clearance test to prove you and your friends are not double agents. Safe House is not just about the adventure, though. The food is great, too. Be sure to try my favorite, the Mission Impossible Burger. It's a double bacon cheeseburger topped with onion rings and covered in a spicy ranch and jalapeno relish. Go to Safe House for the chance to follow the footsteps of your favorite spy. For more information, go to safehousechicago.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
High school sports is here, and sportstownchicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at sportstownchicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. Sportstownchicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in the league of our own.
Daddy, when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. About what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete are 1 in 16,000. Far-fetched? Maybe. But did you know the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166? That's right, 1 in 166. To learn the signs of autism, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Take that exit and get to the Southern Cafe, home of the Nasty Biscuit on Roselle Road in Roselle. Get over there and try the chicken fried chicken biscuit made with the Southern Cafe's house-made drop biscuit with buttermilk chicken fried chicken smothered in country gravy, topped with shredded cheddar and crumbled hickory smoked bacon. I always say that when you go to the Southern Cafe, you come out with two meals with the heaping amounts of food they serve you in every meal. I love to go to a place with outdoor seating. The Southern Cafe has a great outdoor seating area to help social distance, and I get to enjoy my breakfast outdoors. Open 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. to give you plenty of time to grab an amazing breakfast or lunch. Now get your butt over to the Southern Cafe on Roselle Road.
At the football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Hey guys, let me tell you about this amazing podcast I listen to every Monday to get my week started off on a positive note, called Monday Motivation with Hannah B, aka Skittles. We call her Skittles because she is so positive. Her topics include staying positive during COVID-19, coping with stress, spreading kindness, hard work pays off, and self-acceptance, plus so much more. It's available on radio.com and Spotify. Make sure to listen as it will leave you feeling nothing but positive vibes.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Freddie Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000 as a...
They are who we thought they were.
Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right. We do want to talk about playoffs here today.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
We're going to do a little game of contenders or pretenders. Are you guys ready?
Oh, well, I've absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, let's start off in the NFC. So we already talked Bears and Vikings. So real quick, let's just give our take. Are the Bears an actual contender to get in the postseason first?
I think it comes down to this game, to be quite honest with you, because if they don't win this game, they're a pretender. If they win this game, they're a contender.
Okay.
Flat out.
I agree as well. Because who do we got? We got this game, and then we got Jags, and then Green Bay left. And
yes.
Jags, that does nothing for us. Obviously, we should beat them. But, yeah, this game comes down to it if we're contenders or pretenders. I believe so.
Okay, I'm going to say contenders to get in. But once they're in the playoffs, I don't think the Bears are legit. I think they are pretenders in terms of Super Bowl.
Ooh, see, I disagree. I disagree. I don't see Super Bowl, but that defense coming out and playing the way they did against Texans, and you have a inspired Mitchell Trubisky doing what he's been doing, and Montgomery playing like with some passion and running through people. I'm telling you right now, they could go deeper than people think. I'm going to say that right now. They could go deeper than people expect them to.
Like, they could be
Tennessee Titans-esque.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was going to compare them to Philly when they won the Super Bowl.
I think Tennessee was more of a surprise than Philly was the year before.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
A couple years before. But, yeah, very shocking Tennessee Titans-esque run if they make it to the playoffs.
Okay, I hope you're right. My only concern would be they'd be playing whatever team, the Packers or Saints, don't get the bye, but I could definitely see a run happening. The defense can carry them, and if what they've played showed recently offensively, if they can carry that, they definitely have a chance. So moving on, the Vikings, let's give our quick take on them. Again, we talked about them a bit in the first segment. Are they legit contenders?
No, pretenders all the way.
Okay.
Even if they make the playoffs, out first round.
Yeah, I think 100% pretenders. Their defense is not good enough to be able to play in the playoffs.
Okay, I agree with that as well. And before we get to the current teams that would make it in, how about the Lions? They're only a game behind the Vikings and the Bears at 5-8. Do they have a chance?
I am not sure. What's the rest of their schedule look like?
They play at Tennessee.
Nope, they're out.
Home against Tampa, and then home against the Vikings.
Pretenders.
Pretenders. 100%.
100% pretenders.
Not a chance.
Yeah. I'd give them a shot if they had some other teams on the remaining schedule, but Tennessee's going to completely destroy them.
Okay.
And then the Bucs are too.
Okay, and now...
Depends on what Bucs team shows up.
That's true.
All right, now the current number 7 seed at 7-6 is the Arizona Cardinals.
And who do they have left, Brando?
They have the Eagles, the 49ers, and then they are at the Rams.
Contenders. Absolutely. Okay, I could see them going 2-1 out of that.
Okay, and once they're in?
Dude, oh, man. Arizona's one of those tough teams because they are offensively dynamic, and I'm not quite sure, like, their defense is suspect at times. So I would pretenders.
Okay, Tyler.
I'm going to stick with pretenders.
Tyler?
To get in the playoffs, contenders. I definitely believe so. But yeah, in the playoffs, again, with what David was saying, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't take that as an insult. Brandon might, but I don't.
In the beginning, I had really high hopes with the Eagles, and I was riding for them to make it to the NFC Championship, but now it's not looking too promising. So in the playoffs, I think pretenders. I don't think they'll make it that far.
Yeah, after that Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins, I was all in for Kyler Murray. I was saying Kyler Murray MVP.
Let us not talk about the Hail Murray. I love that he trademarked it, too. That is phenomenal.
That was great. So, I loved that.
So, real quick, we'll just talk contender or pretender on the Super Bowl since all these other teams are more than likely in the playoffs.
Cool.
And we'll just quick fire them. Tampa Bay.
Pretender.
Okay.
Pretender as well.
Pretender.
Too inconsistent. Pretender.
They are. They do bad against good teams. Well, they do bad against good teams, yeah.
Okay. I think the defense could carry them. I don't think they win the Super Bowl, but I think they can get through a first-round game.
My biggest issue with Tampa Bay right now is that Brady still looks like his timing's off with his wide receivers, and that is huge at this point in the season.
All right, moving on, Seattle.
Pretender.
I hate to say it, but yeah, pretender. I liked Seattle, but now
they've looked bad.
They have recently
bad.
Like, I don't know what happened. They were looking so good from the beginning, and then they won the first five, and then they lost, and then they just started. After that loss, they just started going downhill.
Snowball.
All right, how about a team on a roll right now? The Washington football team. That defense.
It's the defense. It really is. And it's so I'm going to say pretender because they are in the NFC least.
Mm-hmm.
But they could give teams issues. They absolutely could. But no, pretender.
Tyler?
I got to say pretender as well. Even though it was great because I called it. That they,
broke the
win streak for the Steelers. But yeah, no, I can't see them making it in the playoffs. And even if they did somehow, they are not going to make it far.
Okay, this is another team that I think their defense can carry them over a first round game against Seattle potentially. That's who it would be right now. So I think they can win that first one. But I agree, not a contender for the Super Bowl. The current three seed, the Los Angeles Rams.
Pretender. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Tyler?
I'm back and forth with them. I was thinking they are contenders, but I'm going to say pretenders as well. They've lost against, like, good teams, and they even lost against, like, not really good teams.
Do you know who would make them a contender? Todd Gurley.
Better running
the
game?
The guy they let go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and I'm going to bunch these two together. I believe they are both the same. Saints and Packers, both contenders?
Both contenders.
Yes.
And it's going to be Packers as much as I don't want to say
it. Okay, you think Packers? Tyler, who do you think takes that?
I think Saints.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Drew Brees, I heard, is back.
Yeah, he's starting this week.
Yeah, so I pick them over.
I like the Saints as well. I think their defense is better. I think they can get the running game going. And I'm a Bears fan, so I take the Saints over the Packers.
So judgmental, we'll go, you two. You guys are so judgmental. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is playing with a huge chip, and I mean a huge chip on his shoulder, and I'm just not going to bet against that chip.
Quickly through the AFC, let's go the Patriots. 6-7, they need to win out. Do they have a chance?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh out loud. Pretender. Pretender.
Pretender.
100% pretender.
I agree. I think they get knocked out this week when they play Miami. Oakland Raiders. I'm sorry. I messed it up.
Way to go, Las Vegas Raiders. Way to go,
the
Chucky.
Las Vegas Raiders. 7-7. Do they have a chance?
Pretender.
I'm going to say contender for the Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, even though they're pretty inconsistent, they've played well against good teams. And, like, they had that one win against the Chiefs, 40-32.
They beat the Chiefs. They're a contender.
That is the good win that they
had. I'm not just saying that.
They did get blown out by the Colts, though.
They did.
All right, so you're saying contender. I'm saying pretender. How about Baltimore?
Pretender.
I agree. I think they can get in. Actually, I'm looking at it now. I don't think they'll get in because I think the current seven...
Lamar's just been super inconsistent this year. So
yeah, he's a lot more off this year than he was last year.
They're 8-5. They have the same record as Miami. I think Miami's better, and that is the next one on the list. Miami.
Contender. Super Bowl, maybe not, but contender for sure. They're gonna shock some people.
Since Tua's been back, or Tua is the starter, I say contender.
Okay. Indy, the Colts.
Wow. I don't know how you go against Indianapolis's defense, but I'm going to say contender, but in the long run, pretender for Super Bowl.
All right, and we'll go real quick. We're short on time, but Cleveland?
Pretender.
Tyler?
Contender.
Ooh.
I'm going to say contender. I'm all about it, that running game. Tennessee?
Pretender.
I'm going to say pretender on them. Buffalo?
Contender.
Absolutely. Contender. And Josh Allen?
I agree. Josh Allen, that team looks good. Pittsburgh?
Contender.
I'm going to have to say contender, but I don't think they're going to go Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm homeboying. Okay. I'm homeboying this one.
I still think they can make it to the AFC Championship. And Kansas City, we all agree, contender?
Absolutely not. Why would you say such a thing? Contender.
All right, and it's about time we voice our grievances in the show with a You're Killing Me Smalls moment, and let us know what your You're Killing Me Smalls moment is on Twitter at BlowTWhistle1. Let us know what your moment was for this week. Before we get to our choices, here's David with a sports update.
Back to your home for sports. SportsTownChicago.com. Scoreboard update.
It's David Dykstra with your SportsTownChicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If you're interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. Conference championship weekend has arrived for college football, and number 14 Northwestern will be looking to upset number 4 Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. Kickoff for that game tomorrow is at 11 a.m. In the Pac-12 title game, it is Oregon versus number 13 USC. That game is tonight at 7 p.m. For the Big 12 title, it will be number 10 Oklahoma at number 6 Iowa State, starting it tomorrow at 11 a.m. Number 3 Clemson at number 2 Notre Dame in the ACC title game, with kickoff tomorrow at 3 p.m. Number 1 Alabama is at number 7 tomorrow at number 7 Florida tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the SEC title. And the AAC, it is number 23 Tulsa at number 9 Cincinnati. Kickoff for that one is also tomorrow at 7 p.m. The Sun Belt Conference Championship between number 19 Louisiana and number 12 Coastal Carolina has been canceled due to positive COVID tests in Coastal Carolina's program. Coastal Carolina and Louisiana have been named co-Sun Belt Conference champions. In college basketball, Loyola Chicago takes on Richmond tonight at 5 p.m., and Chicago State is taking on Northern Illinois tonight at 6 p.m. DePaul continues to wait to play their first game of the season. Yesterday's game against Providence was moved to December 27th. Next scheduled game for the Blue Demons is December 23rd against Connecticut. At some in some international news, Russia was banned from using its name, flag, and anthem in the next two Olympics. And this has been your SportsTownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com.
Killing me, Smalls!
That's right, it is time! That time you guys all have been waiting for. Woo-hoo! That moment in our show where we list the one moment from the week that had us saying, "You're killing me, Smalls."
I love it. I love this so much.
It is my favorite segment in the show.
Yep, and don't forget, if you haven't already, send in what the killing me, Smalls moment was for you this week. Hit us up on Twitter at BlowTWhistle1.
Who's going first, boys?
Let's start with Tyler today.
Ah!
All right. So my You're Killing Me Smalls is Chargers and Raiders game last night. Chargers.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Whoops.
You'll have that. A premature You're Killing Me Smalls.
I got a little excited.
Tyler, you're killing me, Smalls. All right, continue.
Sorry. So. The Chargers called timeout with 58 seconds left in the game after an 8-yard loss on a sack, making it 4th and 10. Michael Badgley misses the 51-yard field goal because the Chargers called a timeout. So, Anthony Lynn, you just iced your own kicker. Chargers special teams.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Go for it, Brandon. What do you
All
got?
All right. I am going to go with the Sun Belt Championship.
Oh, interesting. All right.
They went with, I get it, it's COVID time, you have to make changes, but co-title champions, I'm not about it. Congratulations to Louisiana and Coastal Carolina on being the co-champions, but I really wanted to watch Coastal Carolina play and hopefully win the title. So, Sun Belt title, the Sun Belt Committee...
Killing me, Smalls.
The Sun Belt Committee.
You're killing me, Smalls.
And David.
Oh, man. Oh, my You're Killing Me Smalls moment goes out to the one and only John Chucky Gruden for wearing the wrong Raiders hat last night during the football game.
I didn't even notice that until you pointed it out.
legit was wearing an Oakland Raiders. Someone, I want to know who told him. It had to have been one of his players.
Sometimes we forget that they're not in Oakland anymore.
Yeah. But comes back out the second half and has the Las Vegas Raiders hat on. So, for that, Mr. John Chucky Gruden.
You're killing me, Smalls.
And if we could do that segment for an entire show, we could. We definitely could.
That would be amazing.
But we have to move on. It's a big weekend coming up in college football, and we will break down what you need to know for each of the conference title games. That's what's coming up here on Blow the Whistle on SportsTownChicago.com.
High School Sports is here, and SportsTownChicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsTownChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. SportsTownChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in the league of our own.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School.
I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It wouldn't be high school sports without the athletes, the fans, but it also wouldn't be high school sports without the officials. The IHSA is looking for officials in all sports. Officiating is a great way to stay involved with the sport you love. Above all, it's a great way to do something positive for your community. To learn how you can get involved and become a licensed IHSA official, call 309-663-6377. That's 309-663-6377. Or visit us on the web at ihsa.org. Stay in the
Illinois
game.
Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you.
And on first down, Fields over the middle, and it's caught! Looking, guns it, touchdown Wilson.
Rochette lost the football after he got collared behind the line of scrimmage in the Wildcats' half. Merch sacked and stripped.
Those calls were from Fox College Sports, calls of the game from Ohio State and Northwestern. But before we get into that, actually, we have another You're Killing Me Smalls moment that was sent to us on Twitter, Tyler.
Yes, so Emily underscore Green 15 tweeted at us saying, why would the Raiders not go for the touchdown at fourth and goal in overtime? Definitely think it might have cost them the game. I think that's very true.
I definitely agree with that. They
nice went observation.
For it on, yeah, they went for it on fourth down multiple times throughout the game.
So cool. I'll do it for her. Las Vegas Raiders.
You're killing me, Smalls.
And
there
what
it is.
And what do you say, Tyler? Say thank you.
Thank you, Emily. If no one knows, that's my girlfriend. So yeah.
Thank you, though. Thank you, Emily, for
thanks, Emily.
Sending us a tweet. And everyone else out there, send us your tweets. You'll hear them live on the air. All right. Going into it.
Oh,
it is title weekend.
It is college. Time. I am salivating. That is how excited I am about this. You have no idea. This all is right. My time of the year. I
so
love it.
We'll start off Big Ten. We'll start local.
Woo-hoo.
Number 14, Northwestern at number 4, Ohio State. Does Northwestern have a chance?
Defense versus offense, boys.
Yep.
Plain and simple. That defense can be elite and shut people down. And if they show up, it is going to be a close game. And my heart hurts saying this, but at the end of the day, it's Ohio State winning.
Yeah, I know. So usually it's always been defense wins games, but in college football and just in football nowadays, it's an offensive game. And so, and Ohio State's offense is ridiculous. So I hate to say it, too. I love Northwestern, and I love how they're on a great run. But Ohio State's going to come out with this win.
I have to agree. I'm just hoping they keep it close. I just want it to be a good game.
I would love to see that.
I would love to see Northwestern stay in it until the end. And honestly, nothing against Justin Fields. I actually enjoy watching him play, but I hope the defense gets to him. I really do. I hope they shake him up.
Look, I'm very biased when it comes to Justin Fields. he was originally a Penn State commit who decommitted, and yeah,
still hurts.
Oh, it hurts! It hurts so bad. And the kid's talented. I'm gonna give him credit where credit's due. He's gonna be a high draft pick, and they probably will win this game. But personally, I'd love to see him throw like 6 picks, 4 of them being pick sixes.
It would make things more interesting.
If
Ohio State loses, things get crazy.
Oh, the amount of people that want to see Ohio State lose just because they've only played, what, four or five games this year? Five games?
Yeah, they're 5-0.
Five games this year and not be in that college playoff is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of chaos, You're all for number 14 Northwestern pulling
off the upset.
Who doesn't
like a little chaos when it comes to this?
Definitely. All right, moving on. Arguably the biggest game of the weekend, the ACC Championship. Number 3 Clemson at number 2 Notre Dame. It is a rematch. However, the first time, and Notre Dame won it in double overtime. However, Clemson was without Trevor Lawrence.
Who's that?
I've never heard of him. For those of you that don't know, he is Clemson's starting quarterback and the favorite to go number one overall in the draft. Is Clemson going to win this one with Lawrence back, or will Notre Dame show up and shut him down again?
I definitely think Clemson, with Trevor Lawrence back, is going to come and beat this Notre Dame team.
You want my opinion?
Absolutely.
Let's talk chaos, boys.
Let's do it.
Let's talk chaos.
Bring some chaos into this.
I think that first game was the turning point for Ian Book.
Okay.
He has played unbelievably well since that game and kind of proved to everybody that he is that quarterback for Notre Dame. I'll be honest with you, there's a big part of me that wants to see Notre Dame lose because I am not a Notre Dame fan at all. But at the same time, like you said, that chaos factor enters in, and ooh, if Notre Dame could pull off that win, boom, there's another team out. And who's in?
Yeah.
And it just starts a discussion, and it's going to be fantastic.
Exactly. And if we have time, we will have that discussion after we get through these title games, what might happen. So you're taking...
I'm going to take Clemson to win it.
Okay.
Reality is what reality is. Trevor Lawrence is who he is. And I look to see ATN's going to have a big game. I've got a feeling ATN's going to show up in this game. So Clemson for the win.
Okay, I'm taking Clemson as well. I think that it was, for as close as that game was in the first game, I think Trevor Lawrence is the difference. Clemson's going to win it, and they're both going to make the playoffs again. We'll have that discussion in a moment. But first, the SEC. This is another big matchup. Number one, Alabama versus number seven, Florida. It would have been an even bigger matchup had Florida not lost to LSU last
week. Stupid shoe. That
was the shoe game. We discussed that on
Stupid
Monday.
Stupid shoe.
Will they even hang with Alabama, or is this going to be a blowout?
So if you asked me this question last week before the loss to LSU, I would have actually picked Florida because I liked how Florida's been playing.
Okay.
But this is Alabama, and I don't like Alabama, but I have to because my brother goes there. But
you don't have to do anything.
I don't have to. He's not on the team, right?
He's not on the team. He's not holding a gun to your head. You don't have to do anything,
it's
man.
Not like Nick Saban slapping him around and telling him to get me to.
He's
like
coming
Bama.
To your house and just. Yeah. Why would you not?
Yeah. Okay. So, but you are taking Alabama.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take Alabama, and I don't even think it's gonna be close.
Okay.
Oh boys. Upset special of the week.
Really?
Florida takes down Alabama. There's one big factor that I don't think anybody kind of realized, and I didn't realize until watching the LSU game back again. Pitts didn't play.
Okay, yeah, very true.
Pitts did not play.
Very true.
He looked awful in that game.
Yeah. I believe Kyle Trask shows up, has his Heisman game that everybody does, and ends up winning the Heisman because of this game.
Okay, so
Florida will win.
Okay, so real quick, before we move on from this game, is the Heisman winner coming out of this game?
It's either DeVonta Smith or Kyle Trask. I don't think Mac Jones deserves it.
Okay.
He's the third best player on that team.
I agree.
Behind DeVonta Smith, Najee Harris, and then it's Mac Jones.
I'd love to see Smith win it, and we talked about this on Monday, so we're not going to rehash all of this, but... We agreed that we don't think the loss to LSU knocks out Trask. If he has a good game, he can definitely take this. Next, the Big 12 title game, number 10, Oklahoma at number 6, Iowa State.
I'm so rooting for Oklahoma to win this game because the fact that Iowa State is ranked number 6 in the country is a travesty. Travesty. A two-win team is ranked higher than Cincinnati.
Two-loss team.
What are these rankings?
Listen, I'm emotional about this, man.
Yeah.
A two-loss team is ranked higher than an undefeated Cincinnati, which don't even get me started why Cincinnati isn't ranked higher. And Coastal Carolina? Come on. That's go Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner.
And Tyler?
I'm going to pick Oklahoma, even though Iowa State actually did beat Oklahoma earlier in the season, 37-30. But Yeah, I just don't understand how Iowa State is ranked that high. So I'm going with Oklahoma as well.
Okay, I'm actually going to take Iowa State. I watched that first game that they played against each other. I know. I agree that they shouldn't be number six, but I think they can defeat Oklahoma again. They looked good in that first one. It was a close game, but I am taking Iowa State. They've looked good in recent weeks. And moving on to the Pac-12. Oregon, which I should note, it's Oregon at number 13, USC. Oregon was not the division champion, though. The North Division champion in the Pac-12 was Washington. Washington is out due to COVID complications. Oregon will replace them in the game. I'm going to take USC. I think USC is... I think it'll be a good game, but I think USC, they're unbeaten. I think they are going to be too much for Oregon. And...
I would have to say out of all the title games, this might be the most evenly matched title game.
Yeah.
Other than Notre Dame Clemson. Let me just say that. Yeah. Other than Notre Dame Clemson. USC has done nothing to show me that they're even in consideration. But at the same time, I think they are probably the best team in the Pac-12. So I'm going to say USC.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say USC as well. Again, exactly what David said.
And I hate going against those jerseys. Ugh.
The Oregon jerseys?
Oh,
they're like running highlighters.
8,000 different combinations that they can use on those jerseys.
Well, yeah, they have a different ridiculous. Jersey every game.
I know.
Every
but
season.
I hate going against those jerseys. It's USC.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to say USC is gonna take this game.
All right.
Oregon's not the same that they used to be years ago.
Okay, so we all agree USC in that one. We all take USC.
Yeah.
Let's get crazy real quick.
All right.
I like crazy.
I love chaos. Chaos, crazy. Bring it all on. All
right, so let's break it down real quick. Right now, the current college football playoff standings, number one, Alabama, number two, Notre Dame, number three, Clemson, number four, Ohio State. That would be your college football playoff. Right now, you have number five, Texas A&M, number six, Iowa State, and I'll give you seven and eight. Number seven, Florida. Number eight, Georgia. And number nine, unbeaten Cincinnati. I'll stop there. All right. So, if number 14, Northwestern, beats number four, Ohio State.
He wants to go straight for the chaos. I love it.
Let's go right into
it. Straight chaos.
Number two, Notre Dame, defeats Clemson, giving them two losses. Seven, Florida, beats Alabama. And Oklahoma beats number six, Iowa State.
Who's in?
Who's in? So I would say, I'll give my take on it real quick first, since I'm the one giving you this crazy scenario.
Opening up Pandora's box over here.
I'll give you guys some time to get your thoughts. I'll give you some time to get your thoughts.
Brandon's just straight up opening up Pandora's box and going, let it be so.
All right. So Alabama, I think, falls to four. I think Alabama, even with a loss,
wow,
they stay in.
Wow, really?
I think they fall to either three or four. But I think with a loss, they stay in.
Okay.
I think Notre Dame, I said Notre Dame wins. So Notre Dame moves up to one. Clemson, with two losses, is out. And then moving on.
Ohio State's out.
I said Ohio State lost. Ohio State loses. They're out. That's a given.
Okay.
I said Iowa State loses. And if Cincinnati wins, Florida won. They are now 9-3. Could Florida jump all the way from seven back in?
Yeah, absolutely.
After their loss?
If you beat Alabama and that other craziness goes down, Ohio State loses to Northwestern, Clemson loses to Notre Dame, you've got two spots. Here's my crazy scenario. And I'm just going to put it out there because I believe they deserve it. I think Texas A&M's still at five.
Yes. Okay. Oh, you don't think they jumped to four?
I don't think they get in.
So you think someone could jump them?
Well, then who would? Who
Florida.
Would you think?
Florida's in.
Florida's in.
You
so that would
Florida
be
Florida jumps all the way back.
Notre Dame back? One, Bama two, Florida three, and here's my shocker: Cincinnati four.
Really?
I think Cincinnati has not gotten the respect that they deserve. I think Cincinnati at undefeated. I can't. I don't know how you ignore that. I don't know how you ignore that.
I would love to see Cincinnati get in. And Tyler, did you have any final thoughts on the craziness, on the chaos?
If that was to happen, I could see, I'm trying to think, Florida would definitely make in the pick. But I think Texas and A&M would make it up there too. Okay, I can't see Cincinnati.
That's who I would take. They play Tennessee, and I think they can win it easy. I don't think someone jumps them, but it would make for a lot more chaos and a lot more interesting.
Go Vols.
Yeah, all right. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have here today. Thank you to everyone who listened in today. And Tyler, could you just remind everyone one more time, where can we be found on social media?
You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook now at BlowTWhistle1, BlowTWhistle1. Let us know your thoughts about today's show and what you want to hear us talk about in our future shows. Which, by the way, we might as well tell them now, we will not be having Friday shows the next two Fridays because it's the holidays, so you'll just
Happy
be hearing us
holidays.
On Mondays, the next two Mondays.
That is right. Thank you again to all of our listeners for tuning in today. We had a great time. Hope you did too. Next show is on Monday. Again, no show next Friday due to Christmas Day. We hope everyone has a great holiday season. I'm Brandon Januska alongside
David Dykstra,
Tyler Biederbaugh.
And this was Blow the Whistle on SportstownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Enter the world of a spy by bringing your friends to Safe House in Chicago. Safe House is a spy-themed bar and restaurant that is a perfect combination of interactive entertainment and great food. Just enter through the red door and whisper the password to the agent and your mission begins. If you don't know the password, just complete a fun clearance test to prove you and your friends are not double agents. Safe House is not just about the adventure, though. The food is great, too. Be sure to try my favorite, the Mission Impossible Burger. It's a double bacon cheeseburger topped with onion rings and covered in a spicy ranch and jalapeno relish. Go to Safe House for the chance to follow the footsteps of your favorite spy. For more information, go to safehousechicago.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.